在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Tony Talk。Hello, and welcome to another edition of Tony Talk. This is Tony Provolone, and with me today are three very special guests, three sisters from Ohio, Mary, Clara, Sylvia, Johnson. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you. Hey, you guys are from Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Where in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I've never been there. What's it like?
Well, we live kind of out in the country, and we have a little cabin out there, like 66 acres, and there's a creek there, and we usually just walk around through the woods and play at the creek.
What's your favorite thing to do while you're home?
Four-wheeling.
Four-wheeling. What's that?
It's like a motorcycle, except it has four wheels, and it's much faster. It's very fun to ride.
Can you go through, like, all kinds of terrain, like through the woods and stuff like that?
Yes, just about. It depends what type of four-wheeler you have.
So you like four-wheeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how old are you guys?
I am 12.
And I'm 12.
And I'm 11.
11, 12, and 12. Now, you guys live in China, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go to school here?
Yes.
Tell us, what is it like to go to school in China? What's it like?
Well, we used to go to local school, but right now we go to international school. Which one are you asking about?
Well, tell us the difference. What's the difference between going to a local school and an international school?
Well, at the local school, we always have to speak in Mandarin. But at the international school, it's kind of a free-for-all. Speak in English and during classes, and then to our friends we usually speak Mandarin.
Was it hard to go to local school because you always had to speak Mandarin all the time?
Yeah.
Yes, mostly.
Well, how old were you when you first went to local school?
We started in first grade. Yes. We got to China, and after 3 days of being there, my dad just threw us into school.
Uh-huh.
So we learned how to...cope with being with Chinese people.
So you just got used to it.
Yes.
So after being in local school for a while, I guess you had a lot of, you have a lot of stories, don't you? I would imagine.
Yes, a lot.
Can you tell us a story, like when you were going to school?
Well, my brother would be a good example. Would you mind if I told about him?
Sure, go ahead. What's your brother's name?
His name is Kirk. The fad was to bring animals to school, bugs.
Bugs.
And they would put them on a string and let them loose all through the classroom while school was going out.
What kind of bugs? Like?
Sometimes wolf spiders, which are not poisonous, but very, very scary.
Those big spiders?
Yes, kinda very like big. They sometimes are as big as a man's hand.
Uh-huh.
My brother took a grasshopper to school and let it loose, and it accidentally flew in a girl's hair, and she screamed so loud the teacher got so mad. My brother had to spend the rest of the day standing in the corner.
So he would let animals loose. Did he do this all the time or just like...
Occasionally. Only.
After the first time, he probably didn't do it again.
What's the worst thing about having another sibling who goes to the same school?
Me and Claire used to be in the same class, and whenever I had homework and I was trying to deny it, she always said, yes, we do have homework, you know? So I don't really like that. I like being on my own sometimes.
That's great. All right, well, we just want to thank you girls for coming here. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
And we'll see you next time on Tony Talk, and... Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.